Hi, I'm Rob McBride, one of the project managers on the Avenue Learn IT to Teach project. This is the third and last podcast interview with Dr. Tony Bates, a leading light for Canadian educators on questions of online and distance learning. In this episode, we are talking about how educators can make creative use of media. Tony describes the key affordances for the main media types and what each does best. So hi, Tony, and welcome back. For distance learning or for blended learning, making creative use of media is key to teaching success. Can you break down the affordances of the main media types and what each does best? I'm referring to, for example, video, audio, text, gaming, audiovisual intelligence, and virtual reality.
Yeah, for a long time, people thought that different media, it didn't really matter what medium you used. I mean, it doesn't matter whether you use, if you do lectures face-to-face, you do them online, there's no significant difference in the learning. But that's assuming that you only do what you do in the classroom through other media. What it doesn't take account of are the things you can do in a medium that you can't do in a classroom, for instance. I'll give you one obvious example, and that's flight simulators. You can't teach how to fly an aeroplane in the classroom, and you don't want them flying the aeroplane until they know how to do it. So you've got to have some kind of, you know, medium that allows you to do that. So what we've been seeing more recently through the research is that there are certain affordances, that certain things you can do better using video, for instance, than in the classroom. And I gave you example, which is actually more like virtual reality of flight simulators, but even fairly simple video. For instance, if you've got a complex piece of equipment and it's difficult to assemble, and you've got 30 students in the class, and it's essential they know how to assemble that piece of equipment, it's far better to do a video on it. Now, in recent years, we've seen YouTube videos. If you've ever tried to put together a barbecue from a Japanese barbecue with printed instructions, you know it's a nightmare. You watch it on a video and it becomes absolutely simple, or much simpler. So that's what I mean by the affordances of the medium. Video has a clear advantage over print if you want to assemble a piece of equipment. You can actually see what to do. Now, that's a stark example. The others are often more subtle, but again, if you have rare or equipment that student may not want to handle. For instance, I'm thinking of in a lab where you might have animal parts, for instance. You're often better making a video to show something than you are to get the students to actually come in, and especially if you've got 30 students, they can't all get enough time on the piece of equipment. Now, you have to think about that in language teaching terms. What are the things that video can do much better in language teaching? And I can't answer that question. The important thing, though, is to start asking it. So, okay, I can do audio. What can students do on audio? Well, they can certainly do speech in audio. They can, you know, speech in language and so on. Text is good for if they have written skills, then they have to use text and so on. So some of this is fairly obvious. But in a sense, we tend to bundle it all up and not think about this as kind of differentiated activities. And I think we need... We would be more precise in our teaching if we thought more carefully about, well, could students do this better with, if I did this as a podcast, would that work better than my doing it as a Zoom lecture? Because they, with a Zoom, there's lots of other things going on. They're looking at maybe the cat straying across the screen and another, and so there's distractions in video. On the other hand, you may want to use video for, say, interpersonal meetings and so on. So you may want to use Zoom with three or four people interacting at the same time. So it comes back to looking very carefully at how you want to teach your subjects and the best use of the medium, rather than assuming that you can just replace one medium with another. I don't need to do classroom teaching anymore. I can do it on Zoom. And I don't think that's the right way to go.
That's terrific. What great advice. Thank you so much. And thank you for all your time and your guidance. And
I'm looking forward to hearing feedback for all this advice from our language teaching professionals. Thanks again, Tony.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening. This podcast was made possible by funding from Immigration, Refugees, and Citizenship Canada.